Blog Talk Radio.
Today's show, you're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks guys for tuning in to the show. Those of you who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. And those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you guys for tuning in as well. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. That's where you can call in and listen live to the show. And if you'd like to, you know, give a comment or give your opinion on today's show, just press the number one on your keypad and I will put you on the air. Again, 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. Call in and listen now. Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether you have personal accounting, personal taxes, corporate accounting, corporate taxes, or even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And please don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. Let's see. And let's see. Before I guess, let me go ahead and do. Let's do a word of the day. Today's word of the day is Megillah. Megillah. M-E-G-I-L-L-A-H. Megillah. Megillah is a noun. Okay, person, place, or thing. And it means it's a. This is the first definition is everything involved in what is under consideration. Everything involved in what is under consideration. Okay, and they have a slang term, slang meaning for it, which is a long involved story or account, or an elaborate, complicated production or sequence of events. All right. And again, guys, I want to also say that I also sponsor my own show. Okay. This show is also sponsored by Frank Williams Realty. You can visit my website at frankwilliamskwrealty.com. That's frankwilliams.kwrealty.com. That's where you can go on my website and look around. It's really neat, guys. Go there and look around and kind of, you know, you can look around, you can look for houses, you can do a lot of stuff on the site there. And you can also contact me through the site. Again, frankwilliams.kwrealty.com. There you can also, you can contact me if you have if you yourself personally have, want to sell your house, or you're looking to buy a house, or you know someone who would like to sell their home or buy a new home, or rent. I do it all. Okay. frankwilliams.kwrealty.com. Then you can go there and check it out and, you know, what have you. Contact me. I give great referral checks. Again, that's frankwilliams.kwrealty.com is our sponsor, one of our sponsors. So, you guys, hey, let's make some money together, okay? Let's make some money together. Hey, I'll do all the heavy lifting, right? All you have to do is give me a referral. And once they close the deal, then I'll close it out and I'll send you your referral check. Okay? Let's see here. Where am I going from here? Let's see. Again, the call-in number is 516-531-9483. And I see there are more people joining the show. Thanks, guys, for tuning in and welcome. Today's show is, of course, today is Free Fall Friday. It's Friday, and it's Free Fall Friday. That means all lines are open for you guys. This is your show. If you call in and want to talk about whatever, I don't care what you talk about, but it's your time to talk, okay? Free Fall Friday. So all listeners, call in. Let's talk. If you're already in on the show and you want to be on the air, just press the number one on your keypad and I will put you on the air. All right? So Free Fall Friday today. And again, I want you guys to call in and talk about what you want to talk about, any subject, whatever. But also, I wanted to talk a little bit about what, you know, what attracts women to a real man, Now, and you know, a lot, someone say, Frank, well, what's a real man? Well, hey, it's a lot of different things plugged in there. Okay. It's a lot of things plugged into being a real man. Okay. Because there are some men out there that are not real men. And what I mean by that is they are, you know, they're on the down low, or they, you know, been transformed already or transgender already and don't consider themselves a man anymore. Okay, and like I said on the show on yesterday, God doesn't make mistakes, and that's why I always say that, you know, gay men and lesbian women are not born that way. Okay, you were born either male or female. Now, what you did after that, you know, growing up and getting with, you know, certain people, that's what changed your mind and made you think that you want to be with or a part of the opposite sex. But that's not what God put in the cards right here. Okay? So that's the, you know, that's a problem. So when I say a real man, that's what I mean. I mean, you know, a real man is a man that loves women. Okay? And that's my thing. You know, a real man loves women. A real man didn't mess with another man, right? Didn't have, you know, attractions for another man. You have attractions for women. Okay? And that's something that attracts women. When you act a certain way around women or towards maybe a strange woman, or maybe you've known her for a little while, and then that, you know, that's something that attracts women, is the way you act around women. Or you carry yourself around women as a man. That attracts women. And that makes you attractive to a woman. And then another thing that attracts women to a real man is that man, you know, likes to do things that she likes to do. Okay, he likes to do things that she likes to do. You ever heard someone say, "Hey, you can find you find the best women or women, period, in church"? Well, that's the same premise that women go by. You can find a good man in church, and if a man likes to go to church, and a woman likes to go to church, and that man meets that woman in that church, or they hit eyes together, start to talk, that's an attraction. Right? Okay, I may hit eyes with another woman. But if we don't talk and we don't, you know, get to be friends, then that wasn't an attraction. Okay? That was just a look. And that happens that happens a lot of times too. That's just a look. So my thing is that, you know, and if you like to, if you gotta say this, okay, if you have a significant other right now, you guys have a girl that you really into, and, you know, thinking about maybe getting married one day. The key to that is y'all, you know, being good at or having fun doing the same things. See, if she likes to go to the club and hang out at the club, you know, it's some women out there right now that are maybe over their friend's house or somewhere, they together and they getting ready to, excuse me, they're getting ready to hit the club tonight. And they're also talking back and forth about, you know, what they're going to try to make happen at the club tonight. Okay. But if you, as a man, that in your cup of tea is to hit the club every Friday or hit the club every Saturday or whatever, then if your girl likes to hit the club and you don't like to hit the club, what do you think going to happen to that relationship? It's, you know, it's going to bust up. It's going to fall apart. Right? It's going to bust up and it's going to fall apart. So to be able to hang on to that woman or that girl or what have you, y'all have to have or have to like the pretty much the same things. Okay? You like to do the same stuff. All right? So that's the whole deal there, is to be able to, you know, see each other and have a, you know, have a great time together. Those are the things that attracts women to men. Men like to do this and like to do that, and that's what makes relationships go, and that's what strengthen relationships. That's what makes them good, is that y'all like to do some of the same things. Okay, I've been married for 32 years now. 32 years now. That's probably longer than a lot of you guys been living. A lot of you guys listening to the show right now. 32 years is probably longer than you've been living. And I've been married for 32 years. And it's still going strong. I say it is. Still happy. Still doing great things. Still having fun. And that's the key. She likes to do things that I like to do. I like to do some things that she likes to do. That's what makes it work, guys. That's what makes it work. And if you're going to, if you're going looking for a girl in church, and church in your cup of tea, but you're just going to the church to see if you can, you know, spot something, right? A spot a woman, and you spot her, and y'all talk or whatever, and y'all maybe go out. Let's say it's Sunday, you meet her after church or whatever. Y'all talk a few times during the week. Then on Thursday, you take her out to eat. Okay, you take her out to eat, or you maybe invite her over to eat, or she might invite you over to eat. Whatever it may be. Okay. Sooner or later, when you're sitting there at her house or she's sitting at your house, y'all going to start talking about church. Because that's her thing. Right? She likes to go to church. She likes to do church stuff. But that wasn't your thing. See, that's church. Church was not your thing. Church was just somewhere for you to go and see if you can spot something. Right? And you did. But it's that she likes church, but that's not you. Right? That's not you. So that's going to be a problem. Because she's going to get up on Sunday morning and be like, hey, get your ass up. We're going to church. Get your ass out of bed. Get your ass out of bed. We're going to church this morning. You're like, nah, I'm not going to church. You can go to church. I'll be here. And church, you know, church lasts too long. I'm waiting for the Falcons game to come on at 1 o'clock. And y'all still be sitting in church. That's not me. Right? So that's not going to work, guys. And then speaking of the Falcons, oh, my God. So what are we going to do, guys? I live in Georgia. I know a lot of you guys listening to the show are not in Georgia, but I live in Georgia, and the Falcons are our team. Right? People say, Frank, how can the Falcons be your team? Why do you follow the Falcons? That's my team. That's my hometown. Why not follow them? They may not be my favorite team, but they're my team. I like to watch them. Oh, my wife said, I'm not watching the Falcons this week, but she's sitting there watching them. I'm like, okay, you don't have to watch the Falcons, but I'm going to watch them. I think every Sunday that we're going to win. You know, at 5 minutes to one, I'm thinking, man, we're gonna beat these guys today. But maybe disappointed, maybe not. But so, what are the Falcons gonna do? We have the fourth pick overall, Now, are we gonna try to pick up a quarterback? Are we going to grab a quarterback out of college to come to the Falcons to sit behind Matt Ryan and learn the schemes, learn how to do things, learn how to run the team? Are we going to do that? Are we going to draft a quarterback? Are we going to trade our fourth pick for something else, maybe a significant piece? Well, we got a new head coach coming in. We got a new general manager that's here. I mean, it's gonna be a brand new staff. Brand new coaches, brand new general manager. Okay. And this is my thing that I'm saying about the Falcons. I'd say hell yeah, we need a quarterback. I think this may be Matt Ryan's last year, or if this is not his last year, this is the last year with the Falcons. And I don't know that for sure. I don't have any kind of inside information or nothing like that. But that's what I think. I think that this is Matt Ryan's last year. So because of that, and because Matt Schaub, who sat on the bench for, I don't know how many years Matt Schaub was in Atlanta after he left the Texans. When he left the Texans, he came back to Atlanta. He was in Atlanta before he went to the Texans. He went and got paid. Then he came back to Atlanta. But, of course, he's making some millions. I don't know how many millions, but he's making some money each year to sit on the bench and watch the game. He's been doing that however long he's been here. I wonder if I can look it up and see how many games, or somebody out there look it up and see how many games did Matt Schaub play in 2020? Okay? How many? Okay? How many games? This is it, guys. How many games did Matt Schaub play for Atlanta this year? Because I don't know. But you guys hit me up and tell me, okay? Hit me up, tell me. Send me something. Text me and let me know how many games he played. Ah, okay. Oh, one game he played in 2020. And you know, come on, man. One game, and he made some millions. I don't know. I don't know what to say, man. Matt Ryan durable because he doesn't want to get hit. He's gonna lay down. He doesn't run the ball. He's gonna lay down when he feel that pocket closing in on him. Okay, this play over. And he gonna lay down. I think that's why his career has gone for as long as it has. Cause he'll lay down in that backfield, dog. It's like he got a mattress back there. So what are we gonna do? Are we gonna draft a quarterback or no? Y'all tell me. All right, I just got another text. They say, hell no, don't draft a quarterback. I mean, what are we gonna do then? You saying hell no, don't draft a quarterback? What are we gonna do? What's your idea? What do you think? I keep saying we just got to wait and see what happens, right? We got to wait and see what happens. And that's where it is. All right, guys, I got a couple more minutes in the show, and I think I'm going to go ahead and wind down right now. I'm changing gears. I'm going from fourth to third. I'm coming off the highway. I'm exiting the highway. I'm going to third gear. Boom. You know what I'm saying? I'm getting off the road. I hope you guys have a seriously fun weekend this weekend. Have fun. If you got to work, make that money. Okay? I know some of you at work now. Some of you have to go to work later. Some of you have to work in the morning, yada, yada. But, you know, have a great weekend, guys. Take care of yourselves. Stay safe. Here's one more thing I'm going to leave you with before I go. At work, we wear a mask at work, right? Yeah, pretty much everyone does. But I wear two masks. Okay? I got a big black cloth mask that I wear around my ears first. And then I have sort of a plastic mask that was given to us at work. Sort of a plastic mask that we can wash and rewash and yada yada. So I got that over my black mask. But my black mask really, really is the hard safety net. And then my plastic that goes over it is that's what keeps me from breathing in stuff from outside. Right. So I'm the CDC recommends two masks now. They recommend you wearing two masks now. You'll see people with two masks on now. This girl asked me, Frank, at work, right? She asked me, Frank, why you wear two masks? I said, well, first of all, they mine. And then second of all, the CDC recommending two masks now. So it's an extra layer of security of safety for me. Right? And then she said, oh, you listen to the CDC and you listen to, I bet you listen to Dr. Fauci and this and that. I listen to the CDC, yeah. Well, Dr. Fauci, he cricket this and that. Okay, how do you know Dr. Fauci cricket? Just because of what you heard? Yeah, just because of what you heard. I said, okay, so if our company, I won't say the name of our company, but so if our company told you, this is what I told this girl, and I'm going to close out, but this is what I told her. I said, if our company told you that tomorrow when you come in, you have to have on 2 masks or we won't let you in the plant. We won't let you in to work if you don't have your 2 masks on. What are you going to do? She said, I'm not wearing 2 masks. If they told you you had to wear 2 masks to come to work, you'd be wearing 2 masks. Don't give me that bull. Don't give me that. So, you know, back off me. Let it go. And that's all I got to say about that. I'll see you guys. Have a great weekend. I'll see you guys on Monday. It's going to be Monday morning. Coming up next week. Monday morning. Take care, guys. It's Frank. I'm over. I'll see you. Money changing colors like ta-da. I'm just trying to get it. I ain't trying to die. No. She got a big ol' onion food that made the world cry. In the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry. Hold them bands down. Hey. Hold your man down. Hey. Who told you come around? Who? Hit that trap sound. Designer. Gold. No need to brag now. No need. Hey, put the mask down. Mask. We living fast now. Finest, finest. Rose, we can go. We can go. Keep watching me. We're both still keep real and sane. Dance with my dogs in the nighttime. In the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. Take a whiff it, intermission, let the birds fly. I get money, turn no vision through my third eye. Money, yeah. That kill it, watch me flip it like the fire guy. Black and white pilgrim, check out the ceiling, look at the blue sky. I keep a set, check, yeah, boogie, they sit on my neck. I don't regret, yeah, I'm petting, I don't got a debt. You crawl, but you wrong, you can't ball, let me breathe. All my dogs on the wall, we gon' ball when you breathe. Stop watching me, democracy, you wanna copy me. Watch, life's monopoly, go copy some land and some property. AP, Rose, pink diamonds, wool. Whip up the soda, diamonds off the roids. Keep watching me, whip up, still keep real and sane. Dance with my dogs in the nighttime. In the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. In the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist. Like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen, curry chicken, call it stir fry. Take off from the bird, keep or let the bird fly. Why I started set my prize, you a dead guy. Of course I gotta keep a watch out through my bird eye. No casket drop dead, pressing, I got dead guys. Don't discriminate, ball players coming all sides. Single roll, post move, or the pick and roll. They made the way we win that time, we use a cheat code. Like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry, whip it. Keep watching me, whip up, still keep real and sane. Dance with my dogs in the nighttime. In the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry. Woo!